America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help every preacher, pastor, missionary, evangelist that will stand tonight in the church, help our people, Lord, to be attentive and faithful to the house of God on this Wednesday evening. Do that it is needed in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. We're talking to you this week about opportunity. And we come to number 8, given the acrostic of the letters in the word. And number 8, we look at never put off things. Never put things off. Never. Let me read to you a verse of Scripture in Acts chapter 24, verse number 24. The Bible says, "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, the Bible said he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Now, here's Felix, and he has a chance to be saved. He has a chance to hear the gospel. And he comes in with his wife, who's a Jewish. Now, I believe that's one reason he didn't get saved, because she was so into religion. Now, you can be into religion and not be saved. One of the presidents of the United States made a statement that he would get saved, but his wife wouldn't do it. Friend, it has nothing to do with your wife. You'd better get saved for yourself. It has nothing to do with your husband. You better get saved yourself. You're not going to always have an opportunity to be saved. You see, God's not going to always deal with you. There's going to come a time. By the way, who said you was going to live a long life? Amen. There's some good people that have died young. We don't know when we're leaving here, you see. And so what I'm saying to you is this, my friend, today, we ought to have opportunity. Let's don't ever put things off. You know, prayer, my prayer life is something that I don't want to put off. A dear pastor friend of mine, he just went to heaven the other day. And back 30 years ago, he encouraged me to pray. And the devil put it in my mind then. I was 27 years old. The devil said, "Well, you ain't been doing that. You don't need to start now. You're too old to be doing it." Well, that was foolish. But you know, all these years, I've never prayed like I should be praying. And I regret that now. And I don't want to die with a life full of regret that I could have done something. Winning souls, while you have an opportunity, you ought to witness to people. You ought to tell, I ought to tell people about Jesus Christ. Amen. I ought to write poems, write books, use your talents. And I'll come to that later. But do something while you have an opportunity. You see, the opportunity is not good. It wasn't always there for Felix. He said, "I will call for thee at a convenient season." Now, that convenient season of accepting the Lord never came in his life. Now, my friend, there's many of you. You might go to church on Sunday, and you might hear the last sermon you'll ever hear preached. And so we don't know when life is going to be over. We don't know when things are going to change. You could have a stroke and end up in a coma the rest of your life. You could have a car wreck and end up in a coma the rest of your life. So we don't know. We don't know where things are going to be or how things are going to be or why things are the way they are. But we do know this. We know that God is right. God said, "Let God be true and every man a liar." And so we know that opportunity, while we have it, let us do something for God. Let us do something great for God. You young people, remember this. Don't settle for a hot dog when God is in the steak-giving business. Amen. And you stay with the Lord and use your opportunities for the glory of God. My friend, God is going to give you some great opportunities in life. And don't lose your opportunities for the Lord. Don't ever miss the will of God. Don't get out of the will of God one time. Stay in the will of God and use your opportunities for the glory of God.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.